A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Memtes, Erevin 49b, pagination 98, starting from about 10 lines from the top, Masnisen, a new Mishnah. We've discussed until now cases of Tehumin, where you get 2,000 Amma from wherever you are. And if you're in a city, we don't start counting until the outskirts of the city, because the entire city is considered your Dalet Amos. So outside of your Dalet Amos, we calculate 2,000 Amma. We also discussed ways that you could project your Makom Shavisa, your place of residence, to a place outside the city, either by going there physically and spending the beginning of Shabbos in that location, because then you'll acquire in that location, that becomes your place, even if you're then going to go back to your house, but that would be the spot of your Shavisa, or through what's called an Erev Tehumin. You put a food stuff in the location which you want to acquire your residence, and you leave it there, and therefore you don't have to be there as Shabbos begins. You could stay at home and only walk there later on. A guy is at bar mitzvah in the neighboring neighborhood, but they're not one unit, so he has this way of getting to the next area. Bungalow colonies, that type of example. Our Mishnah further introduces a leniency in which a person is walking towards a city. You could picture this in olden days. Today we're so focused on cars, it's hard to even tune this in. But a person is walking towards a city, and he realizes that the city is out of his range right now of 2,000 Amma. So what he wants to do is project his Shavisa to a tree that is somewhere between where he is and where the city is. He wants to project his Shavisa, his residence, to underneath that tree. And if he can acquire his place of residence underneath that tree, then with time, he'll be able to get to the city. And it may take him some time.
The tree is within the tchum of the city.
The tree is within the tchum of the city, and the tree is within the tchum of where he currently is.
Right.
So it's your perfect Erev Tehumin had he been able to throw his jar of peanut butter 2,000 Amma with perfect aim. That's what he would want to do. So we have a leniency here for a person who's ba b'derech, who's on the way. He's a traveler. We have a leniency that by eyeballing a specific spot, as long as he's specific about it, he could acquire his Shavisa in that location, and it'll enable him to go basically 4,000 Amma from where he is now in the direction of the city, 2,000 Amma to the place he's designated as residence, and then 2,000 Amma to get to the city. Keep in mind, if he does that, he can't turn around and walk back for the package that he dropped, because he's just locked himself in to a Makom Shavisa that's 2,000 Amma in the direction of the city, and he's locked in now to going in that direction.
Does he have to see the tree? Or know it's there? Or is this a theoretical, some tree down there, I'm going to make it my...
Let's see the wording.
Okay.
It has to be very specific.
But this is the case when you can acquire one Shabbos, it still has to be done
before Shabbos.
Okay.
And there's a discussion how he can actually reach that tree had he run. Okay. He could reach that tree before Shabbos. He just doesn't have the strength for that now. So he's going to project to that location. Misha Babaderech, a person is walking on the way. V'chashchalo, it's getting dark. V'yamakir ilan ogeder, he recognizes a tree or a fence. V'omar shevisasi tachtav, and says, my residence should be underneath it. Lo omar klum, what he did is not going to work, because he didn't specify a place underneath the tree. So there's a big range of where under the tree he should acquire his Shavisa, and we're not sure. we are underneath the tree. The tree could be 30 amma. And I don't know where you're acquiring your shivisa. However, shivisasi bi'ikaro, if a person says, I'm taking up my residence at its stump, which is a 4 amma, would work in terms of knowing where you're standing. Mahalik mimakom ragla v'adikaro apayim amma. The solution will work that he can walk from where he is now until the base of the tree, 2,000 amma. Umiikaro v'ad beso apayim amma, and then he can walk from the base of the tree until his house, 2,000 amma. Nimtza mahalik mishecha sheicha. It comes out that he will be able to walk once it gets dark. Arbas alpayim amma, 4,000 amma, which is what he wanted, which is the classic Erev Tuchumen. We're lenient in that he doesn't have a foodstuff there, and he's not standing there. He's projecting his residence to a specific location underneath the tree. Im eino makir, if he doesn't know a tree to specify, o she'eino baki bahalacha, or he doesn't know, he's not an expert in halacha, he doesn't know that he could pull this off. Va'amar, and he says, shivisasi bimikomi, I'm resting where I am. Zocha lo mikomo, alpayim amma l'chol ruach, he will be granted 2,000 amma in every direction from his current location.
I don't understand what the declaration did for him. If he said nothing, he
could
still get...
Good. Nice point. Part of the discussion in this Mishnah is the possibility that when a person designates a location that doesn't work, part of the discussion is he might actually lose his current location and he'll get nothing. He won't get the projected location, and because he was misalek das from his current location, he gave up on his current location. So there's an opinion, lo omar klum means, and he doesn't even have 2,000 amma where I am. You know, you would think the default is, if nothing else works, at least give me my 2,000 here. There's an opinion that lo omar klum means that he doesn't get anything. He can't even continue walking, even to the tree, which was within 2,000 of where he is now. He gets nothing, because he was misalek das. So what's accomplished here, presumably, is that at least he's saying, well, let's put it the other way, at least he's not saying something that doesn't work. Because according to one opinion, he would actually lose his current location. So this guy is saying, not like the first person who tried something that doesn't work, this person is saying, I reconcile myself, I am where I am. Now the Mishnah continues in what is effectively like a new topic, but even more relevant than what we've been discussing until now. How do you calculate an Erev Tuchumen? So the Mishnah first says, Agulos. What's the question? Round. You run a 2,000 amma measurement in all directions around him, so that the 2,000 amma is the radius of the circle. It's half the grand circle that's going to be created. And you run it east, west, north, south, and then you connect the dots, always working with a 2,000 amma radius, and he'll be able to walk in any direction 2,000 amma. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, no, you get even more. Merubaos, after you've rounded it, you then square it off. Kitavla merubaas, like a box. Kidei sheyihye niskar lezavios, so that you get the corners. And this is a very profound and very necessary principle in Erev Tuchumen. It is possible to walk from your place of residence more than 2,000 amma. Because what happens is, first we round out the area around you, and then after we've rounded it, we square it off, and you gain the corners. The way Chazal always worked was mathematics of logic. They didn't work so much with formula in Gemara presentation, even though they knew formula, but they worked with logic. If you think of the radius around you, and then you're going to square it off, what you're really talking about is a 2,000 amma upright and a 2,000 amma going to the side, and the piece that's going to now go past the radius all the way to the corner of the box is effectively the hypotenuse. And we know that although the hypotenuse is less than going up and across, but it certainly is longer than just going up or just going across. So if you have up is 2,000 amma and across is 2,000 amma, the hypotenuse is going to be more than 2,000. And that means that he's allowed to go that distance. When we make the Erev Tchumen, we don't just leave it. When we make the Tchumen, we don't just leave it as a radius, the Mishnah is telling us, and then square it off. And the wording is again, Kidei sheyehe niska lezavios, so that you gain the corners. And he ends up actually going more than 2,000 amma if he does this properly.
The square is for a purpose, yeah, of